welcome. Thank you for joining us as we come to another edition of He Touched Me. Today we're going to look at the first chapter of Mark, and you're moving into Jesus's ministry, where his ministry is only 8 months old. And there is this encounter that Jesus has that ultimately makes his ministry, his purpose for being on this earth, go viral. Everybody hears about it. And we live in a day where everybody wants to go viral. Well, Jesus is the first one to really go viral, and he wants to continue to go viral. And ultimately, that's what we're going to talk about today. So let's look at Mark chapter 1, starting in verse 40. It says, "And a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling, said to him, 'If you will, you can make me clean.' Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, 'I will, be clean.' And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. And Jesus sternly charged him and sent him away at once, and said to him, 'See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for yourself, for your cleansing, what Moses commanded, for a proof to them.' But he went out and began to talk freely about it, and to spread the news, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in desolate places, and people were coming to him from every quarter." So get this picture. Jesus is going along, and a leper sees him. I mean, and actually, it's not just a leper. The book of Luke records that he was full of leprosy. Leprosy, it's not something that you see in the United States. It's a skin disease that starts small but takes over the entire body. It's not uncommon for it to eat away ultimately at fingers and at toes. And it literally, when it comes to that full maturity in your body, it just begins to eat you away. And he sees Jesus, and he begins to move towards Jesus. Because here's the thing. He knows that for him, there is no cure. You go all the way back to the Old Testament. And when God was explaining how to deal with leprosy, he didn't give them a cure. There was the priest would either declare you have it or you don't. Because once you had it, you've got it. And you basically were considered a walking dead person. People would shun you. They of course, you couldn't go to the temple. You couldn't be around groups of people because they didn't get this. They didn't want to get this disease that you had. And so he was outcast. It wasn't uncommon for them to live in, you've probably heard of this, leper colonies, where, you know, people would with leprosy would come together, and they could have some form of life together, because apart from that, they were on their own. There was no one that was going to want to be around them. They had to announce themselves when they were even around big groups as being unclean, unclean, so that people would know to even move away from them. And so for that guy, he kind of knew that he was the untouchable. And so he couldn't, in his own physical body, couldn't find a place of comfort. He couldn't find a place where he could even be at peace because of this ailment that he had called leprosy. Now, leprosy ultimately is really a picture of sin. And so for him, even as Luke says, he was full of sin. But fortunately for him, he saw Jesus. And like you and I, when it comes to sin, either you have it or you don't.
Yeah, that's a great point. You can't just be a little bit pregnant.
Yeah.
You either are or you're not. And the same thing with sin. There's no such thing as a small sin. There's no such thing as a tiny sin. You know, I'm just a little bit of a leper. Well, not for long. Yeah. Because it is that kind of thing. That's the severity that we're talking about. Leprosy was that's the word we're using, severe. It was a severe condition. And the truth is that sin is an incredibly severe condition as well. And we are just as truly helpless and hopeless as this guy was, because, you know, you're branded by it, you're marked by it, it causes you to be unclean, and the only place you're going to be ever comfortable and accepted is among all the rest of the lepers, you know. So there you are. But when your severity kind of meets with Jesus, now there's an opportunity. Here is this chance. This guy has heard somehow of Jesus. And the idea that the touch of the Lord, this power from the Lord, can be passed on to people who are sick and diseased, just like the truth that the power of his cleansing can be passed on to those of us who are sinners. And so this man comes running because he has an opportunity here to just bring his condition, his disease, to the divine one. And at the intersection of disease and the divine, now you have an opportunity. It's not just the leper's opportunity. Now it's the Lord's opportunity as well. And so it's an interesting kind of exchange. He comes to the Lord like so many of us come to the Lord saying, well, I know you can. You know, that many of our prayers, I think some of the limiting factor and some of the reasons we don't see as many really divine, miraculous displays of God's blessing on our lives is because we always talk to God about what he can do. You know, you have the power to do this. You have the authority to do this. We believe that you're God, but we don't necessarily believe that you're connected to us. We don't necessarily know that you will. You know, it's every bit as important, honestly, in our prayer lives and in our ministry world to know not just what God can do, but what he actually will do. And so this man is caught. This is part of this opportunity, this intersection that he's at. And he's like, okay, well, I know you can if you will. And so he runs to the Lord, and there's his, you know, that's not a great confession of faith, quite frankly. This is not name it and claim it. This poor guy is going, well, you know, I'm not sure of a number of things. I'm sure I'm sick. I'm sure I'm a leper, and I'm sure I am incapable to fix myself. But I'm also sure that you're the Lord God. And so if you will, you can. And it's just a marvelous thing. It just, Jesus doesn't make it difficult. He doesn't make it hard. He just simply looks at the man and he does the unthinkable. He reaches out and touches him. That's just, you know, again, this is the thing that the leper is absolutely marked by all of his life. You can't come into contact with anybody. That's why when anybody's coming, whenever you hear footsteps, you have to yell out, unclean, unclean, because the people who don't have your disease, who are not afflicted with this, will turn and they'll go the other way. Imagine, you have to label yourself knowing that as soon as you label yourself, everybody's going the other direction. You know, what a horrible, severe situation, as you said. But here's the Lord. If you will, you can make me clean. And then the Lord just reaches out and touches him and simply says, I will be clean. And immediately, the Bible says, immediately his leprosy is cleansed. How exciting.
Yeah. Well, that's in Mark, he actually uses immediately 11 times in the first chapter. Because when Jesus touches you, something immediately happens. And I think that when you think about the opportunity, we go through life missing opportunities because we don't recognize that when the God of heaven fills you with compassion, he's saying, go move and touch something. Because that's what Jesus did, that he recognized the opportunity. Because in the English Standard Version, it uses the word pity. In others, it uses that compassion where he just looks and goes, that can't stay the same. I have to move toward that. And that's that beautiful thing of opportunity that leads us to a place of ultimately a responsibility, because there's a responsibility that comes along with it. Certainly Jesus gave him a responsibility right off the bat because he said, go at once. There's kind of that same theme of the immediacy of now this has happened. Now there's something you've got to do from that. And so he tells him to go and show himself, go take yourself to the temple, show yourself to the priests so they can declare you as unclean, or as not as unclean, but as clean. And so for the leper, now what Jesus is saying is that there's no man that now can stop you or keep you from being able to access the Almighty God. And of course, that's what Jesus does. He opens the door so we have perfect access to God. So many people, and you know, when you pastor long enough, so many people think that you have greater access to God. So they come to you hoping to get to God, not recognizing that it's only that when Jesus touches you, that he opens the door, that you have free access. The veil was torn from the top to the bottom, and the holy place was revealed. So nothing, there was no barrier keeping humanity to go into the very presence of God. So he says to the man, go show yourself, going, no man can keep you now from the presence of God. But where Jesus went and basically said, you go and show, he went and showed and told. Because he had to tell everybody all along the way, because he knew what that touch meant. He knew that his starting place was so bad, and now he had been given the hope. He had been given the opportunity. Now he can be in community. Well, how could he not tell? When Jesus touches you, and Jesus moves in your life in such a way that all the doors that sin has closed, the door that is that really keeps us at bay or keeps us away from the presence of God, the door that keeps us away from what true community, what true relationship is all about, the door that keeps us from moving into a ministry, a life destiny that God has for each of us, when that's closed, we're not living the full life that Jesus promised. But when he touches it, they all start to open. And we're able to walk through, and we're able to enjoy the kind of full life that Jesus offered. So, yeah, there may be some show part of it, but you're going to certainly go and tell.
Yeah, it's. I love the term responsibility because, again, just playing with words is part of what I love doing anyway. But responding to his ability.
Yeah,
you that's know, good. Response to the ability that now is given to you from the Lord. I mean, here's the guy, and let's just talk about this for just a second. Let's kind of remind you to review here. This guy's locked into the severity of this condition that there's no escape from. There's no hope to change. I'm locked into, I wear the label. And whatever the label is that you've had put on your life, you're incapacity to change that. It locks you in. It's a severe kind of thing, and it puts you in this place where we're not trying to shame anybody to admit that we're sinners. We're sinners. Mm-hmm. We are. But God loves sinning sinners who sin while they're sinning. God has so loves the worldly that he gives his only begotten son so that we have an opportunity. His glorious loving kindness, his eternal power meets with our severe need. And now we have a door of opportunity open to us. God is willing to touch us. He's willing to touch us, not just can touch us. He's willing to touch us. And that touch of the Lord, when he touched me, everything changes. I now have this chance to respond to the ability that God is now giving to me. I now have the chance to do just as you said the leper does, is I have the chance to live beyond the bondage. I have a chance to not have to be answerable to everybody everywhere. I can tell the story. I can share the things that God has done in me. And I can I'm changed because Christ has touched me, not because you approve of the change in my life. Not because I've completed the course. It's because Christ has touched me. And he brought something into my life that has set me free from all of this disease, set me free from all of this sin. That, in a word, is enormous. And so it's not just the severity. It's not just the opportunity. It's not just the responsibility. It's also the enormity. And it's kind of interesting if you'll just take those apart. That's S-O-R-E. One of the things that lepers are known for is sores. You know, you just have these open sores. There's just this awful smell and this awful look about it. And imagine, I mean, if you're near them, you're wanting to go the other direction. But if you are them, where do you go? You're stuck with your stuff. But there's the good news. Here's the good news for everybody who is watching this today. And for everybody that you share this with, and we hope you share this truth, there is an answer for the human condition. We are sinners. We are stuck with our sins. You can't just be a little bit lost. You're lost. We're lost. And without Christ's touch, without the provision that the Lord makes for us, we're going to continue to be lost. But he came into the world to offer us an opportunity to be touched of the Lord, to be changed, so that this severe condition of our sin and our lostness meets with God's divine opportunity this moment, the call of the Spirit of the Lord, the face of Christ, as you said, Rich, really well, this veil is torn. The flesh of Christ is what the Bible says. The crucifixion of Christ and the resurrection of Christ, so that the door could be opened and whosoever will may come. Not whosoever qualifies, whosoever will. And what's that take? That takes a humility of soul. That takes an understanding of the enormity of my need, the enormity of my sin, the weight of my inability to change it. But then here's my inability meets God's glorious ability. Here's my darkness meets God's blazing light. Here's my uncleanness, and it meets God's powerful cleansing touch. And so what do? I run to the Lord. I run to the Lord. This is the enormity of the opportunity that we have. And so we want everyone in the house to understand. I think, you know, when it comes to sin and forgiveness, if you think you're just a minor league sinner, well, I'm a really good guy. I'm a really good girl. I don't really do anything bad. And so I don't really need to be cleansed. I'm not really that sick. I'm not really that bad. You'll hear people talk like that all the time. Well, I'm better than most people. You know, I do better than a lot of church people. You know, and so I'm just a little bit of a sinner. That's like saying you're a little bit of a leper. I'm just a little bit sick. I'm just a little bit rotten. Well, no, you're not. You're condemned by that. That's the reality. Sin comes with a consequence. It comes with this enormous price tag on it. The wage of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ the Lord. And so here you are in this severely lost condition, and then Christ comes. Christ comes rolling by your way. You hear something. You have a chance to encounter a time like this where you just have to consider these truths. You run into the stories like the ones we're sharing of the people that God touches in their lives, and everything changes. And so now you're faced with this opportunity, and the call is to respond to this ability, to respond to the Lord, to stop running away and start running to the Lord. And he'll touch you. He'll set you free. He will powerfully cut one word from the Lord, not a trip to the priest's office, not a promise or a fulfillment of some tremendous potential you have. No. Just one touch of the Lord changes everything about your life. And then you do what? Are you kidding? You tell everybody, everywhere, every day, anybody that'll let you wear people out with a story about how Christ has touched me. And that's really the beauty of that song that we've been kind of talking about, Bill Gaither's song. You know, since I met the blessed Savior and since he cleansed and made me whole, I just never cease to praise him. I'm going to just tell everybody. I'm going to talk about this all the time. And that's exactly what they did. They this enormous response. They just went out. They told everybody everywhere that would listen. And it got so much so that it says even Jesus now, not only could he not just walk freely in among the villages and the towns because, you know, the word was out. It had gone viral. This is it. It had gone viral. Everybody knew. They not only knew, they heard where he was. The rumors of, oh, he's over by the brook. Somebody saw him over in the desert with a big crowd of people over there. And so people started, this is what it says in the scripture, they started seeking him out in the wilderness areas. They actually went, there's the plan of God. There's the plan of God to build the church. And it's not high-level marketing. It's not super powerful videos. It's not the best, coolest songs or the slickest buildings or any of those things. It's the powerful touch of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what we hunger for. This is what we thirst for. And this is what we celebrate in this particular series, He Touched Me.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for allowing us to have this wonderful access before you. And Lord, I thank you that for me, I had a moment where I know that you were willing and you reached out and touched me. And I pray that everyone that is hearing this, watching this, will know that they've had that moment where they can say, the Master has touched me. I knew the severity of my sin. I knew the severity of my circumstance. I knew the severity of my lostness, and you touched me. There was that opportunity, and it happened. And Lord, will you take and help us to really walk out and tell everyone every day this wonderful blessing that we have received by being touched by the Master, so that, Lord, the enormity of my story might continue to cause others to seek you in the most desolate places. And so, Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for watching. Take a moment. Let us hear your story. Click below and just type in how the Lord has touched you. We'd love to just celebrate that with you. And if you have something you want us to pray with you about, of course, you can put that on as well. So until next time, God bless you, and we look forward to seeing you soon.